Hello there, my name is Bronson Fry. I'm with the Associated General Contractors, and this is the Build Alaska podcast. I'm honored to be joined today with Martha Peck, who is with Excel Alaska. Good morning, Martha. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Really appreciate you joining us and telling us a little bit about yourself and about the program that you work with. So tell us just a little, what's your background, and are you from Alaska, or how did you get your start in the industry up here?
Well, I moved up when I was quite a bit younger than I am now. I moved up in 1981, was here for a little bit, the tail end of the pipeline boom, and worked initially at what was then the Anchorage Community College, but that closed, and so I started my own business, kind of a career and technical education background. After 20 years of owning my own business, I went to work for the Anchorage School District. From there, I went to the University of Alaska Anchorage Community and Technical College. From there, I went to APIC. From APIC, I am now at Excel Alaska.
Outstanding. So Excel Alaska, is that an acronym, E-X-C-E-L?
It is an acronym. It stands for Excellence in Communication, Employability Skills, Leadership.
All right. That sounds like something that we can definitely use a lot of. So what does Excel Alaska, where is it targeted towards, or to whom is it targeted?
We work with students 7th grade through 12th grade and students who have graduated the year of their graduation.
Okay.
In 7 different rural Alaska school districts. The 7 district partners that we have are Kuspuk School District, Lower Yukon, Upiat School District, Kashunamut School District, the Lower Kuskokwim, Yukon-Koyukuk School District, and the Iditarod Area School District.
Outstanding. So doing outreach into some of the rural areas in our state to help train folks to be ready for employment in a variety of trades and industries, is that about right?
That's exactly right. We like to have the students be prepared for whatever direction they choose to go. If they want to have a family sustaining wage and continue to live a subsistence lifestyle, they will have that choice, but they will also have a choice if they'd like to move out of their village and to a more urban area, give them the skills that they need to live an urban lifestyle and not be part of a homeless community, but actually have skills so that they are ready for the workforce.
Outstanding, giving people the tools they need to make those important life choices. So about how many students a year does Excel help out?
We serve about 500 students per year. We are looking to expand to serve approximately 1,000, so we're busy.
That is sounds like a lot, and it's pretty impressive as well. So you mentioned the 7 school districts that students generally come out of into this program. Where is the training done? Is it done in rural areas, or do you bring the folks into other places for the actual training?
Depending upon the strand or the area that we're training in, we do most of our training in urban areas, mostly in Anchorage. But we do some of our training in rural Alaska. We have 2 programs in the summer. We have the George River Internship, and we have the Math Science Expedition that are done, one on the Aniak River, one on the George River, targeting river ecology and fish biology. Those are obviously in rural Alaska. We have another program called the Academic Decathlon and Career Fair. That is done in Aniak. And then most of the other things are done depending upon what the students are learning. It might be in Palmer, it might be in Seward, it might be in Soldotna, or it could be in Anchorage.
All right, that makes sense. So they will come in maybe from a village or somewhere in the rural Alaska, do some hands-on and intensive training here in more metropolitan areas, Anchorage or Fairbanks, and then go back to their home area typically, or do they sometimes stay, or do they have that option?
The students are still in high school. We bring them in for these particular strands.
Okay.
So they'll come into Anchorage, get the training, and then return to their high school in their villages.
And then hopefully have some skills that will enable them to find employment once they're done with school.
Correct.
or even give them an idea of what they want to do.
A lot of it, what we do is career exploration, so the students will know, you know what, I didn't really like welding, or I loved welding and they want to go into that. But every bit of the success is finding something they like, is finding something that they don't think that they would like. Yeah, all of it counts as success to us.
Yeah, right. No, that's pretty, it's kind of a process of elimination. Yeah. I heard once someone say, in relation to reaching out to high schools and talking about apprenticeship programs in construction, that very few youth can tell you with a lot of certainty what they want to do when they're done with school, but they can all give you a long list of stuff they know they don't want to, that they don't want to do.
Yes.
And so that is, you know, that process of elimination is just as important as pinpointing their future. Now, when you do something like the math science expedition you mentioned, where they spend time on a river learning about river biology and fish ecology, do you coordinate with any sort of government agency or hiring agency that might use someone with those skills later on?
Yes, we do. Those two in particular, we partner with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Once a student has gone through the math science expedition, they are then eligible the following year to apply to be on the George River externship program.
Oh, I see.
Those students get paid a $500 stipend to participate in that, and many of our students then are also hired by the Department of Fish and Game in the summer to be fish counters on the river.
Nice, good. That must be really cool for them to get some training and then be able to have a practical application for stuff they learned right
yes.
away.
Yes, and beyond that, where students often don't see the application of math or science, this actually gives them a way to apply the math skills that they need or other skills that they're learning in school where they see no point of it. This gives them actual relevance to what they're learning in their schools.
Good. Hands-on applicability for what they're learning. Now, when the students go through one of your training programs, do they receive any sort of certification or anything at the end?
Many, many of our programs, the students are actually earning some certification. For example, when they go through welding, they are getting some certification. When they go through some of the heavy equipment training, they get certification. And a great variety of our courses are based on NCCER core curriculum. So they are getting their NCCER certifications in a variety of things, particularly in core.
Okay. Outstanding. Now, Excel Alaska, again, excellence, communication, employability skills, and leadership. So when it comes to personal career goals and employability skills, specifically, how does Excel Alaska help with those two things?
Starting with the foundational sessions that we offer to students from 7th grade through 12th grade, they will be learning their employability skills there. We primarily base our employability skills on the YES Employability Skill Program, and each one of our lessons, whether it's something that's intensive in a classroom or whether it's an extracurricular activity that the students go on in the evenings, everything has at least one or two employability skills embedded into our curriculum. For example, if we're taking the students out to go bowling, we sit them down and we pick two employability skills that we're working on and ask them, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to be on time, for example?
Mm-hmm.
So many times we hear from industry, give me somebody who can show up on time and big drug free and I'll do the rest. And so we're targeting what industry is asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean to a student to be on time? We'll go around the room and each student tells us what they think. We meet at a consensus, which is be at the car, ready to get in the car 5 minutes before we're ready to leave. So they know that you don't just show up and then try and be ready. You're ready
mm-hmm.
when it's time to go.
Yeah.
Then we debrief that when they come back and ask them how they did. Was everybody able to be where you were supposed to be when you were supposed to be there? And as the program progresses through the days that the students are at the camp, they earn rewards. And at the end of that, they get a reward. It might be a fun night out or something that they want to do. For rural kids, amazingly enough, they just want to go to the mall. It might be just a trip to the mall.
Sure.
So whatever, they choose what they want to do, and within reason, of course, we let them earn points to do that through the debriefing of these employability skills that we do.
Outstanding. I'm pretty impressed with the level of detail in the program. It sounds like it's doing a lot of good for the community. I've got a question. If you have a student who is maybe struggling in school academically, there's definitely an exposure to the trades component, which is nice, like we talked about, kind of figuring out what they want to do later on. But sometimes their challenges is right in front of them, you know, with their grades and their schools. So do you have any sort of program to help assist kids that are looking for a little boost in their academic proficiencies?
We do. Twice a year, we have what we call a credit recovery program. Okay. Students come in for 10 days, and it's intensive. We get the seat time for both language arts and math.
Oh, good.
Students can choose either. They're not going to do both in the same session. So they, for example, could do math in the fall and language arts in the spring. Okay. But they get the seat time to earn one half high school credit. And oftentimes this gives the student the opportunity to either improve a grade or to give them the credit that they need to graduate from high school.
Okay.
So we're targeting graduation rates along with career exploration in our program.
Good. Outstanding. That's great to hear. Now, you had mentioned earlier before we started recording, we were talking a little, you talked about the Native Youth Community Project, and I was wondering if you could maybe speak to that a little bit.
Oh, I'd love to. The Native Youth Community Project, I'm actually the community outreach manager for that is my job title.
Oh, good.
And what I do is we have a grant to work with our two of our school districts, the Cuspuck School District, or three actually, the Upiat School District, and we will be adding other school districts to this later on. But those two school districts, I work with community to support workforce development, subsistence, culture,
mm-hmm.
or college and career readiness.
All right.
So basically with the community, we are trying to support students in that way by involving the community to also understand what we do, how we do it, and to help them support their youth through these programs.
Outstanding.
Beyond that, we also support teacher training to help with career and technical education and how they do that in their villages so that it's not just us teaching it, that their teachers are able to give some education about that and prepare their students. And we also are working on bridging students to post-secondary education.
Okay.
And our view of post-secondary education isn't necessarily a four-year degree. Our view of post-secondary education is giving them adequate training to get to the career of their choice. It could be a 10-week training program, or it could be a four-year degree, college degree, and everything in between.
Sure. Or it could be a four-year apprenticeship in the trade.
Exactly.
Right. I'm really glad to hear you say that, because there are a lot of great opportunities out there for people that may not strictly revolve around college mm-hmm. after high school. And there doesn't mean that you're not going to be educated. It just means you're going to learn different skills in a different forum. But a lot of these are, you know, required a lot of training and a lot of time and education. So it's great to see an emphasis on that in the industry. Thank you for the work you're doing there. So there's a lot of partnerships, I imagine, with your organization and in the community, in the industry. What are some of the folks that you partner with? You had mentioned earlier an academic decathlon. Sounded kind of interesting. Thought I might ask you about that and how it plays into this and who some of your partners are that you work with.
And the academic decathlon is really fun. It's 4 days in Antioch, and we have competition in math, science, speech, essay, engineering, social studies, keyboarding, And more than that, we will offer students in a kind of a, not an intensive training, but an intensive exploration of a lot of different careers, heavily supported by Donlin Gold, and we thank them for their support with the academic decathlon and
Great.
Career fair. We also have support for that. With that, the academic decathlon and career fair, I did want to mention that we work with approximately 150 to 190 students in one place at one time.
Nice.
It's all hands on deck from our organization, and we rely heavily on the school districts to bring chaperones in to help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
Team up the kids, and they're teamed in groups of students that aren't necessarily their own school. We want to mix them up so that they're meeting other students and they learn how to work with people that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is a wonderful learning experience, and of course the carrot at the end of the stick is a dance, because you can't have 150 kids together that are in high school
true.
Without giving them a dance.
Right.
So
yeah, that's good.
They all look forward to that, and it helps us with management of the students.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds like fun. I mean, 150 to 190 students is a pretty substantial event.
It is.
That's a lot of coordination. I'm sure it's a lot of money. Big shout out to Donlin Gold for helping out with that. Seems like the mining industry plays a pretty big role, actually, in some of the things that you're doing. Is there any particular training for mining, or maybe the petroleum industry, they're sometimes aligned, that you could speak to?
Absolutely, I'd love to. With prerequisites, we have a program called the MAPS Capstone Program. It's the Mining and Petroleum Training Service Capstone. Again, Donlin Gold and Calista subsidiaries help us with that. Donlin Gold financially and the Calista subsidiaries help us by offering paid internships to the students.
Oh, wow.
What they do with that is it's a four-week training program, 2 weeks of intensive training with MAPS. They're learning how to drive heavy equipment. They're learning a lot of employability skills through the MAPS program. And immediately following that, each one of them is placed into a two-week paid internship program. Calista subsidiaries such as Bryce, STG, Alaska Crane, Granite Construction offer these wonderful experiences to the students. We've had students who go to the two-week training program and they do so well that they're offered position through the rest of the summer hire program. For example, one of our students was with Bryce Environmental last summer. They liked him so well that they sent him down to Shemya to work on a project that they had down there. He was there the entire summer, earned money to pay for his UAF tuition.
Wow.
And
perfect.
Was then going to transfer to UAA. I talked to him the other day and he said that he just got offered a position with Bryce up on the slope. So he's now working on the slope and he's 19 years old. So
there you go.
We have a lot of those sorts of success stories that we like to share because they're really what we're all about.
That is an outstanding and great success story right there. So we've talked a little about construction, mining, petroleum, welding is kind of integral into a lot of that. Are there other industries outside of those that you help train for? Aviation is always an issue in the rural areas. Healthcare, there's an entire world of careers there. What are there any other things that you help train kids for besides just the ones we already talked about?
We do. We try to target the industries that have the most demand in rural Alaska. And of course, healthcare being the biggest growth, we do target healthcare through ETT, EMT programs. We did a certified nurse aide program last summer and had students go through the CNA program, two or three of which actually passed and got a CNA certificate and immediately went to work. We have an aviation program no pun intended, we piloted last summer. Or maybe that was intended. I'm not quite sure, but...
I'm always good for a decent pun. That's yeah. No problem. Those are welcome here.
Good. But we had students go through that. We have an Introduction to Aviation program, which is a prerequisite to the program in the summer. And then they have 3 weeks of intensive training, including ground school. And from there, we did have one student that went all the way through and got his private pilot's license with that program. Once they go through that at Summer Excel, which we can talk about Summer Excel later, but once they go through the program, they also have a paid internship where the students are working in the aviation industry, not obviously flying planes yet, but they're working in the industry to see what the industry actually does and how many jobs are involved in the industry.
That's really impressive. You speak a lot of business partnerships to kind of make this work on the back end once they have this training and they need the time in the field. Can you speak a little to what the dynamic is like between Excel Alaska and some of these industry partners, whether it's a Donlin mine or an aviation company or the fish and game department? What is that component of Excel's operation like, the industry partner side of it?
Our industry partners, when we hand over a student to our industry partners, we keep careful communication with them to make sure that the intern is meeting their needs as far as a worker is concerned. If we need to intervene and say, you're not showing up for work, you're not doing this, we coach them throughout this. But bear in mind that because of all of the training that they've gotten from us ahead of time, they know what it's expected. Mm-hmm. They know what their employability skills are. Mm-hmm. They know what it means to get up and do something and meet the requirement of the employer. But I think our best thing with our partners is our communication with them. We want to make sure that they're getting what they need. We have, on a weekly basis with internship, they fill out a evaluation or performance of this intern, and then that gets back to us. We communicate with the partner to make sure we're understanding it, and then we meet with the student to make sure that the student understands what they're doing right, mm-hmm. and what they're not, what they could improve on. And then we coach them with those employability skills.
Nice. That's really great to hear you talk about communication. I've had the opportunity to sit in, do a few different podcasts with different employers, and that is probably the most consistent thing that I hear get brought up, whether it's talking about an apprentice and a foreman in a construction site communicating at the really, the ground level of a job, all the way up to the estimators and owners talking, and then you branch out into the wider industry at large in the community, and you realize you've got these partnerships that are so crucial to, the future of this industry. So that is really nice to hear you say that, and it's good to hear that we have those type of industry partners in our community here for you to work with, because I think it's a great program that you're running, and sounds like, really wouldn't work without buy-in from the business side of this. So that's really wonderful to hear. Also, I just wanted to circle back around on the health careers. You mentioned ETT and EMT. Is that emergency trauma tech and emergency medical technician?
Yes.
Is that what those stand for?
Yes.
And then CNA is a certified nursing assistant?
Correct.
Gotcha. So those are general... probably beyond general first aid, but you've got some specialized training that you're giving folks out in these rural areas that they can take back home, whether or not they ever do a job in that industry. Sounds like a pretty good thing to be training people on.
Correct. And again, a lot of the students find out that maybe this isn't for me. Some of our CNA students had no idea what a CNA did.
Sure.
And they found out, you know what, this isn't the career for me.
Right, I can imagine.
And that, to us, is every bit as a big success as
of
them
course.
Going into the
yeah.
industry.
Right, and you don't want to see youth or anyone wasting months or even years of their life and gosh knows how much money, trying to get a skill in something that they actually don't want to do.
Yes.
So it's good that you kind of figure that out early, help them out with that process.
It's true, and but we're also delighted when, for example, one of our CNA students got hired on in Bethel.
That's awesome.
Immediately after her training. So
that's awesome.
We're very happy.
That's good. That's about as good as it gets. That's wonderful. I wanted to circle back around to Summer Excel. You had mentioned that a few minutes ago, and I just didn't know if you wanted to tell us a little more about that program or how it works.
Yes, Summer Excel, we have a hands-on training in a variety of career pathways with our Summer Excel. We rotate the campuses. It's a bridging camp of sorts, so the students get familiar with being on a campus. We will go to, for example, ABTEC is this summer. That's in Seward, and that's the Department of Labor's vocational education program. They have a choice of educational strands that they can go into, and they get intensive training in that. We also, again, target employability skills and have them working on their personal learning and career plans. Some of the students get driver's licenses when they're there or get at least their learning permit. We have, with our internship program in the summer, we've had industry ask us always, please, 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 please have them have their driver's license. So we really, really try hard to get them their driver's license. We've had a Summer Excel at Kenai Peninsula College. We've had it at Alaska Christian College in partnership with KPC. We've had it at UAA. We've had bridging camps at UAF, but we're also looking to branch out to have Summer Excel programs at more of those sorts of campuses. But as an example, this summer, the students have a choice at ABTEC to learn welding technology, heavy diesel maintenance technology, culinary arts, business and office technology, maritime, small marine engines, and they'll also have an opportunity for aviation, not taught by, we have a contract person that does the aviation strand. That's not an ABTEC, but it's in such high demand in rural Alaska that we're still offering it to students regardless of where we are. We just have a contract instructor. But with those different strands, a lot of them are going to get certificates. With that, when we have welding, depending upon where it is, they might earn one college credit. But they all are going to go into one of those areas and learn a lot about that. Mm-hmm. area in the amount of time that they're offered. This summer it's 21 days.
Okay.
On campus, straight on through, weekends included.
Oh, okay.
But on the weekends we pull the students out by groups and offer leadership training, so everybody goes through leadership training on that. Some students, again, will be getting their driver's licenses or at least their learner's permit, and they get time behind the wheel. With our partner, we partner with Northern Industrial Training on that. So there's lots of opportunity that for them to find out what they want to do. This camp is offered for students 10th through 12th grade. By then, if they've gone to some of our foundational sessions, we ramp those up so students in the 7th grade are coming in for 4 days, and then by the time they get into 12th grade, they're coming in for 10 days. So they're used to being away from home, and we're not so much worried about the homesickness issue.
Good, good. And those training strands that you're referring to is the 21 days or the 3 weeks of intensive training. Gotcha. So it's interesting and encouraging to see how Excel Alaska is taking the value of education, you know, scholastic success, academic success, incorporating life skills, getting a driver's license, learning the basics on time, sober, those type of things you mentioned, and then giving them some career skills, some hands-on training, and ultimately leading, combining those things, the education, the life skills, and the career skills into employability. I mean, whatever form that takes. So they have some idea what they want to do, hopefully, and they've got the education and the life skills to succeed at that. So it's a pretty outstanding program. program. I'm really impressed and grateful to get to chat with you this morning and get to learn a little bit more about Excel Alaska. Is there anything else that you would like to mention that the program does or that you would like to highlight?
Well, I would like to highlight that the program was founded by Carol Wilson, Billy Joe Mills, and Eric Kubal with a vision for giving these students an opportunity where they have very little opportunity.
Sure.
It's difficult for them in rural Alaska to cover just the basics and to be able to offer students career and technical education is often not part of the curriculum in rural Alaska. So we're very grateful for them for having the vision to put this together and seeking out we're mostly grant funded, so seeking out the grants that we need to make this possible for rural Alaska students it's amazing that they've been able to do this, and they've done such a fabulous job.
Well, that's outstanding. I think this is an amazing program, and definitely much gratitude goes to the founders and also to yourself, Martha. I really appreciate getting a chance to chat with you and really giving a detailed look at what Excel Alaska does. The last thing I'd like to do before we wrap up is ask you, is there any or what would you say to a youth or someone interested in getting into the program? Who should they contact, and how would they go about exploring more or getting more details on the Excel Alaska program?
Well, if they're a student in one of those district partners, they would...
Tell us those again, please.
The Cuspuck School District, Lower Yukon School District, Upiat School District, Kashunamiut School District, Lower Kuskokwim School District, Yukon Koyukuk School District, Iditarod Area School District. Get in touch with either your counselor or your school principal.
Okay.
And you can get an application from them.
Okay.
If a student is outside one of those districts, they would still need to go through either a principal or a counselor, and because those districts aren't partners, it would require a tuition from them.
Fair.
Our training for these students and all of our whatever we do is free to the student.
Okay, good.
The students pay nothing.
Good to know. So a student can just go to their principal or school counselor and ask for more information on Excel Alaska's program, and they would be able to get some information. They'll have it there at the schools typically.
If they'd like to contact Excel Alaska directly for more information, contact Tony Wilson. He's our student coordinator, and his email address is twilson@excelalaska.org, all spelled out.
All right, twilson@excelalaska.org for more information, or school principals or counselors. Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much, Martha. It's been a joy getting to chat with you this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Thanks,
we'll see you
too.
Soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Alaska Works Podcast, brought to you by a generous contribution from the Construction Industry Progress Fund and the Associated General Contractors of Alaska.